Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. So here we are in a couple of days. It is Mother's Day. I want to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day. It's a day to honor women, and it actually wasn't set up to be this huge commercial enterprise that it's become. One of the first inclination of having a Mother's Day was 1870. Julia Ward Howe issued a Mother's Day proclamation after penning the battle hymn of the Republic. 12 years earlier, she called on mothers to come together and protest the killing of their sons during the Civil War. Then it was conceived in 1908. The current holiday is largely attributed to Anna Jarvis, who hoped to accomplish her mother's dream of creating a celebration for all mothers after several proclamations and calls by leaders in the late 1800s failed to establish an American Mother's Day. And it was declared an official national holiday in 1914 by President Woodrow Wilson. So I am dedicating the show to my mother, Jeanette Stainis. She passed away at the age of 91, which was just 9 years ago. I can't believe it was 9 years ago. It doesn't seem that long ago. And it's perfect timing. Wasn't even planned that my guest today has a new book for mothers and all women, I want to say. Mothering from Your Center. Tammy Lynn Kent is a women's health physical therapist, founder of Holistic Pelvic Care for Women. She's been on the show before talking about her first book, The Wild Feminine. She's passionate about cultivating the creative energy that is meant to run through all aspects of a woman's life and draws upon her daily experiences in mothering three gorgeous sons and making her way in the world. Her goal is to teach every woman how to read the physical and energetic patterns of the pelvic bowl and restore access to the full range of creative resources, this beauty and wildness within. Her focus in this new book on mothering is on birthing as a rite of passage and spiritual initiation, and mothering as a spiritual path and way of being. This is a compelling book about women's health, specifically pregnancy, birth, parenting, and healing. It was inspired and guided by her own mystical experience of an early miscarriage, and it's an insightful guide for all women, with or without children of their own, to review their lives and their future, as mothering is global and has a powerful effect on all beings. So Tammy encourages her readers to explore the depth of mothering as a physical and spiritual way of healing through our lives, our families, and our souls. And her website is www.wildfeminine.com. So welcome, Tammy, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris.
So tell us about the history of why you were called to write this book. Now, you did mention something that, you know, I read that was sort of inspired by a mystical experience that you had. So maybe you want to tell us about that.
Well, you know, I've worked with over 2,000 women in the pelvic bowl as a women's health physical therapist, which means I do a bodywork practice that is an internal technique that really helps with all kinds of pelvic problems, pelvic issues. Most people have not even heard of the practice, so I want to change that. It should be basic women's health care. But women's health physical therapy is a practice of care that mostly is used in the hospital setting, and so people haven't always heard of it, and sometimes only women that have had maybe severe incontinence go and see. When I had my first son, so I did work in the hospital for several years and helped develop a women's health program there, a pretty extensive one. I left when I had my first son, who's now 13, and I noticed and had noticed in my clients that people had these pelvic problems for decades. Often the problems I was working on had roots often in postpartum childbirth, and also just other unaddressed physical issues. And when I had my baby, I really wanted to, he called me back to the home, and I wanted to be in the home with him. So I started my own more organic practice where I could have more control and freedom over my hours and time and be with him. And as a result of getting out of that framework, really was able to work more hands-on with a whole group of different ages, different backgrounds, different things that women were wanting to be addressed in over time. It's been over 2,000 women. And so you can't spend that much time in the pelvic bowl and not think about mothering, because we're still very much wired in an ancient way. We haven't had birth control all that long. And so definitely the pelvic bowl is wired for creativity. And that doesn't mean you have to have a child, but it's certainly tapped into this incredible flow. There's a spirit door in the body where children enter, where each one of us entered, that is connected to the divine flow. And so if you are like me, working in the pelvic bowl in this intensive, beautiful way with women, where I also develop my whole own practice called holistic pelvic care, where I work with the energy field as well and learned how to do that through the body, you can't not think about mothering, because the womb is in essence mother. And whether we're having children or not, there is this whole process of embodying and being in the body that has to do with our wombs. And a lot of whether or not people are realizing their creative dreams in their life has to do with their relationship to this place. So I wrote Wild Feminine first as kind of a general call back to this incredible space in the body for creating. And then I really wanted to do a book specifically for mothering that would address the unique experience of bringing a child in and all that that pertains, including miscarriage and loss, including actually being pregnant and giving birth, postpartum and all that, because it's not really well addressed in general mainstream from a holistic spiritual and physical pelvic perspective. And I wanted to go even deeper into that birth creative field and talk about it in an energetic component, so this really applies to all women. So that's where Mothering from Your Center came from.
Well, it's important information. I think sometimes we forget the energy that's related to all this. That is, sometimes we just think of physical symptoms, mm-hmm. and right. when we have problems and things, and we don't go deeper like you have in your book. And so I think this is revolutionary for women and a really important book for women to read. Particularly if you're mothers, but for every woman, as you say.
Well, and I think a lot of what is off in our world, which includes the global community, the communities we live in, and then us individually or our own family unit, has to do with the imbalances of not being tuned in and knowing how to care for this part of ourselves, whether mothering or not. And so it's just another deeper exploration that kind of riffs off of Wild Feminine and goes deeper to the womb and the real birth field energy. And so much of it is energetic underneath the physical imbalance. So I was oftentimes addressing muscle imbalances, symptoms, pelvic pain. But what I would find is that underneath it, much like a kind of a holistic medicine perspective or a Chinese medicine where they look at its energy block first and then physical manifest after that, what I was finding is there were all these energetic imbalances, disconnects that were the root cause. And if we don't address those, oftentimes the physical just comes back or only partially gets addressed. And ultimately, we really want to go to those energetic layers that are underneath. And one of my intentions with women is always to teach them how to sense that for themselves so they become kind of their own energy reader, because this part of our bodies is really meant to help us navigate. I mean, when we lived in the wild and we're attuned to the wild, there was so much navigation from this creative center. And I always love this story from one of my teachers, Rosita Arvigo, who does the beautiful Mayan abdominal work. It's called arvigotherapy.com if people want to find more information. But she learned a whole body of work through the Maya tradition and lives down in Belize. And she studied with a Maya healer named Don Eligio. And he talked about, he was alive kind of at the, you know, he was alive at 103, he died, and he was in the 90s, he passed away. So he's kind of, you know, has this time period where he saw these huge changes in the way that women were listening or not listening to their bodies. And he said that the village used to stand around the fire and listen to the dreams of the menstruating women because they were understood to contain psychic information for the whole tribe. So that's the kind of understanding of a people where that womb energy has information in it and that it's vital for the whole tribe, and that over the course of time, he noticed that the women were dreaming less and more disconnected, less able to intuit into those dreams. And one of his biggest concerns, he would tell Rosita, is modern women aren't dreaming enough. And I think what he also meant was they aren't listening to that womb center.
Yeah, I think something's going on because I've noticed in the last year I have been dreaming a lot, and they're like, and then even particularly the last month, they're epic dreams. They just go on and on, and bring all sorts of aspects of my life together in interesting ways. So there is something going on.
There's something shifting, and what I mean, having worked with women's bodies for the past 15 years, what I've noticed, they're kind of like receivers of energy shifts, and the main problem is that women don't know how to listen to that. So part of what my purpose on the planet is to teach women how to remember and how to listen and how to reconnect to that space. But what's happening is there is this shift. There's way more feminine energy available. It's definitely, we went through this transition. I think part of it was the Maya tradition that talked about this time of change, this end of a 5,000-year period and beginning of another. And there's several different ancient cultures that have talked about this time. And what I've noticed in working with women's bodies is that there's this incredible feminine energy running. And so if you're attuned to that and you're doing work in that, like you have, Chris, with all of your work with the Divine Feminine, then you're able to access it because you have a structure to start to tap into it. And I think the biggest thing is to look each one of us in our own lives and see where maybe we haven't been tapping into the feminine and how we can begin to tap into that and what that looks like in a modern life. How do you do that in a modern time? And there's lots of ways we could talk about what that looks like. But that's really, I think there is more capacity and more potential, but we have to know how to run our energy fields with that and then create the new masculine from that.
Yes, and I want to talk about that later. I think that's an important aspect of it. But first, we're women. We have to tap into that, understand the feminine. And the energy, I just want to point out the energy, you know, in my training, I'm taught that, you know, the things happen in energy first. The last thing that speaks to you is your body, and it's like a wake-up call. So when you get to the point of having physical health issues, that's you know, it comes in more emotion, it comes in spiritually and emotionally and before physically. And so to be able to read the energy, sometimes you can, you know, change things, dynamics in your physical before they happen. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. And when we come back, we will explore more with Tammy Lynn Kant on this fascinating subject of the wild feminine and mothering from your center.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love.
visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Women of strength. Women of wisdom, women of strength. Women of wisdom, women of strength.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Tammy Lynn Kent, author of Mothering from Your Center. And we just heard that song, Woman of Strength. That's by one of our Woman of Wisdom members, Paula Randall, who wrote it. And it relates to what we're talking about, because it's tapping into that strength that we have in our creative power that's in our womb. So, Tammy, let's talk about, we all have relationships with our mothers, whether they're alive or have already passed away. And there's, we don't always have, I don't think anybody has a perfect relationship, mm-hmm. but a lot of people don't have a great relationship with their mothers or mothers with their daughters. And so there's a lot of wounding. So how do you work with that? And what advice do you have for mothers who have a wounded relationship with their own mother, and then they're mothering kids, and what,
right. I think that's one of the most painful aspects of being a mother, when you don't have the mothering behind you that you wanted. And I work with women a lot who have that experience. And then especially when you step into mothering, I guess I'll address it from two perspectives. One is when you have a child, literally it brings online even more directly a lot of your childhood wounds and also your mothering lineage. So you kind of have no choice but to face it. It impacts a person also that doesn't have a child. Those things just stay a little more dormant. So it's worth addressing whether you have a child or not. If you didn't have the experience you wanted from your mother and you don't have that kind of support that you wanted, then it really needs to be addressed either way in order to reclaim your whole creative landscape. Because what we tend to do is go into reaction. So let's say there's some things that didn't get met, and even to the level of, say you have a toxic mother, what will often happen in the, I work with women's bodies and I look at what's kind of going on with them, they'll often cut off, especially on their feminine field, and react towards that mother. So even it'll often look like tension on the left side of the body. The feminine field tends to be more on the left side of the body, and the mothering lineage tends to be more on the left side. Mothers and all beings are both feminine and masculine, but when we're talking about that early experience, our first experience with the feminine is in our mother's womb and then in those very early years of parenting. And so if we didn't get what we needed, then often there's a reaction pattern of first there's the reaching and the desire, but then when it's not met, there's a closing off and a tension and a turning away often. And so what I talk to people about in the grown women in my practice is realizing that they can tap into the greater field of the great mother, which is, I think of as the earth energy that's always around us and always there if we will allow it to support us, and that can hold us so that we can turn into the fullness of our field. Because what we're doing is carrying around a reaction pattern and a sort of a cutoff from the energy in reaction, instead of going beyond it, realizing that mother was imperfect, but we can still access this energy. Ultimately, what we want is our full energy field. And in an ideal situation where you have a really loving, supportive mother, that child, which becomes an adult, turns into their full field, is accessing their full potential, and brings that to life. So just because you didn't get the mothering that if you didn't get the mothering that you wanted or desired, you can still access that field. You just have to kind of go into more of an energetic healing around it. So children can offer an opportunity to do this, but what I find is that it often will bring up deep emotion like grief or sadness. So let's say a woman becomes a mother, and here she is trying to mother a being. She will feel more acutely her childhood wounds and the lack at the same time that she's trying to give energy to this being. And so part of it is processing the feelings that come up and, you know, definitely having support. I think all women that want to heal this need good counselor, a good energy person, you know, some people around to really help hold the container. But then as far as energetic medicine, like I'll just give you a small example of this. I was not breastfed at all, and I had my first child, and I was very surprised at the grief that came up when I would go to breastfeed him. And it was just this deep sense of heaviness in my body, and I don't know for sure that this was because I wasn't breastfed, but it felt like a sadness, like a loss that I had not received. So what I did for myself was I used the Great Mother energy. So when it was a beautiful day outside, I would go and sit outside on the grass, and I would allow myself to open to that holding, that beautiful energy in the earth while I breastfed my child. And it would kind of hold me, and it would hold my sadness, and it would allow me to heal my energy while giving him something that I hadn't gotten. And so it was healing and repatterning and doing so. And if you have a child, you're going to go through the whole lifespan of that child kind of walking in your own wounded places, and you can use that meditation over and over again to help you. And like, let's say you have a toddler who's having a tantrum and you didn't get listened to, or you even got spanked, then you might feel this contraction pattern in your body. So when you have your toddler doing that, so instead of contracting, you can take a breath, use some blessings, call on that Great Mother, open the field. You might sit against a tree, you might sit on the ground, you might just call it in your mind's eye as like this loving presence around you, and allow your body to open into that. And it sounds kind of simple, and it is, but it's just remembering to do it over and over again.
Yeah, it is remembering. And what you're talking about, repatterning. I mean, and when we do that, we do have to stop, because the patterns are there, and they've gone from generation to generation, with, you know, of that withholding love, or that slapping, or getting angry at your children and not understanding what's really going on with them. You know, there's all these patterns, and we just continue them unless we actually really do see what's going on and know that we have other choices.
We do. Well, and it's through, that's how you heal. Sometimes people think, how can I heal this huge wound, this lack? And it's by the moment to moment. It's like creating a big garden. You can't do it all in a day. It's stone by stone. It's seed by seed. It's tending over years of time of just allowing yourself to have a different imprint when you come into these reaction patterns.
And I think it's important, what you said is, like, you were aware of this when you were nursing your son, was that you had to take care of yourself. So in order for you to be the mother that you want to be for your children now, you have to address these things. You have to take care of yourself and do your own. It's kind of like you almost have to do your own mothering for yourself. Go back and heal yourself, for you to be the mother that you want to be. Be the mother you wanted to have for yourself to your children now.
Yes, absolutely. And I think even to embody your full creative field. Like, you know, what happens in that when someone turns away from that mother field that they didn't really get, they really cut themselves off from this deep flow of this divine energy that's meant to flow through our lives. You know, I think of the feminist especially as the access point to intuition and to feeling whole and to having sort of this divine recognition of your own essence and your connection to that. And so you're cutting yourself off from that as well. And part of it is that we don't know any better. It's in pain and we react. So the healing piece of this is getting really aware at where you may have closed off in your own body. Wild Feminine helps with this too. It really goes into how we can kind of come back and repair our connection to the feminine. So if you didn't have a good mothering experience, Wild Feminine, a lot of that is really reclaiming your energy field for yourself so that you get that regardless of the lineage or the experiences or anything. And I think, too, I'll just speak to trauma for a moment. I've never seen anything but a beautiful field in a person. It's just their access might be closed off from it, from trauma. So trauma and very painful experiences can't destroy that field. It's always there. It's just a matter of repairing your access to it.
So one of the things that you mentioned was the need for support. So what do you suggest the women, what can they do to find the support they need?
Right.
Because we kind of live in a culture that's not necessarily supportive of mothers at large.
Yeah, well, I think one of the most important things is first to learn how to cherish yourself. If there were any punishing tendencies in your own upbringing or family, that we can tend to almost unconsciously punish ourselves and not really cherish ourselves and choose to not give ourselves what we need. So the very first piece is to make a commitment to cherishing yourself like a precious blessing. So this is, again, where you kind of parenting yourself, but it's like really recognize that you are a unique, divine, special individual with that, that is imbibed with the same blessing energy as anyone else and the same birthright to embody that blessing and receive what you need to have that blessing flow in your body and your life and to share it with others. And so, you know, the first piece is really I make that commitment. I'm going to cherish myself as a treasured blessing. And then from there, that can really support can you have to look at it for yourself. And I think that's another thing where it helps to break it down because people might think I need more support. But if they don't take the time to actually look at what does that mean for me? Because it means different things for different people. Does that mean some quiet alone time to rejuvenate? Does that mean time out in the wild or nature somewhere, a special place? Does that mean taking a bath and really taking care of your body? Is it exercising? Is it creativity? Time with, you know, being really creative just for the joy of it? Is it taking walks? Is it spending time with your child or with a special person? I mean, it's really up to you. It can also include your care people. And I think that in this culture, we often feel like, well, I can't really, you know, can't afford that or I can't invest in that. But I think in a way you can't not afford it. You know, find a place, find sliding scales or find a team approach where you can receive the care you need physically, energetically to be healthy and whole. Because especially if you're parenting children, it is an incredibly demanding job. And all mothers really need to make sure, you know, we used to have more of a tribe around us, and I think it's really imperative to create that tribe.
Yeah, we have become so isolated that women are kind of like alone in their house, take care of their kids. So, yeah, how you can find community is challenging these days.
Yeah. And I will say, too, that some things are totally free and easy, like going out to earth and nature. You know, I've taken my kids more times out to the wild and we've all been held by it, or doing simple rituals. There's a ritual that I've put in all of my books from Rosita Arvigo, and that's making a spiritual bath because I find it so powerful and so simple. And you just go out to your yard or to the nature space around your home, whatever that is, and you collect some plants with prayer, just asking for the divine blessing of that plant medicine. This is from Donnelly Hill. And roses are good. Cedar is good. Rosemary, anything that's really pungent or that speaks to you. You gather it, you put it in a bowl of water, and you say a prayer over it while you're squeezing the plant matter. And Rosita always said, you really want to squeeze that plant material. And you can say, may I receive the support I need? May I receive the love I need? May I receive whatever? And you put that into the water. You set it out for an hour. Then you come back, and then you use that water. You can splash it around your energy field, your home, your children. Those simple rituals can really be a great source of healing and support. And they're right around us.
And that's a great tool to give people. So this is Christanus, and you are listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll talk more with Tammy Lynn Kent.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Sugar is getting a bad rap these days, being linked to causing diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and cancers. A big culprit is a soda we drink, which has 16 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass. Diet drinks, while low in sugar, have aspartame, which is a toxin the body breaks down into formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is used in embalming people, and it causes cancer. So instead, drink organic kombucha, K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A. It is good for you, and depending on how it is sweetened, will only have 2 to 8 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass, and is naturally carbonated, so you will get your fizzy fix. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having. Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Chris Stainis, and we're on Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Tammy Lynn Kent. Tammy, can you give people your contact information, websites where people can find your book, etc.?
Yeah, so my main website is wildfeminine.com, and there's all the information about finding the books, Wild Feminine, Mothering from Your Center. They can also be at any bookstore, and I love supporting independent bookstores, so if you go to your bookstore in your neighborhood and ask for them, that always helps bring the book into that community as well. And I do teach some classes. I teach classes for providers called Holistic Pelvic Care that teaches the body energy work that I do that is for established women's health care providers. So it's a wonderful four-day class that really advances their skills for this future of women's health care that helps so many women for so many things. So if you're at all interested in that, you can find out that as well. And I just added a class this year that's for more general, anyone that wants to know more about just how to read this field of the body in a more general way, or they might be a practitioner, maybe it's for them, that's called Holistic Pelvic Energy, the Energetics of Creativity, and that is on my website as well. And you can sign up for my newsletter there as well.
Great. And you are in Portland, so these classes are in Portland.
Yes, they are all based in Portland.
But a lovely city to go visit for a four-day workshop.
Absolutely.
So you had mentioned something about the authentic male, and I want to go into that because in your book you talk about, like, and you had three boys. So, but you also bring in and allow that feminine energy because you're nurturing them at such a young age. I think there's a lot of feminine that goes into whether you're a boy or a girl.
Absolutely.
And then, how do you set the foundation for an authentic male, and what is authentic male, and what needs to change in our society to bring this about? That's what I want to know.
Yes. So it starts at the root, and really if all women will kind of look at this for themselves first, then I'll talk about what the unbalanced male is and then the balanced male and how we are all kind of embodying the unbalance. A lot of the men actually do take cues from the female body, whether it's their partner or their mother, or just the general community. And so it matters so much how women are embodying the field. And if they're embodying an imbalanced place, then the pattern keeps going down imbalance. So an unbalanced masculine is where all the energy is over on the right side of the body, and it's just in strive and drive. You're just like on a linear pathway, get things done, clear things off. It can be the taskmaster. I'm going to do. I'm productive. How much am I making? You know, just this very driven energy. We all have it, and we have it because our culture particularly rewards production. What have you done? What's your value? What have you achieved? And we even start this in school. It's like you get grades and then you get degrees and then you get a career and you keep going. And so there is this very internally driven, hyper-masculine energy that's not the true masculine. It doesn't serve men and it doesn't serve women. And, you know, I think of that survey, I'm forgetting her name, who she talked, she did hospice care and asked people what their regrets were on the deathbed. And one thing that struck me is one of the most top five was I worked too hard. And, you know, wasn't who I truly was. I think those are two different ones. But every single male she took care of said that. I missed being with my children. And I think we need to really look at this whole culture and how we're moving, each one of us, and realize that we're still kind of putting males in the breadwinner role. And I'm not saying everybody is, but in general, there's still that kind of idea. A lot of things that I've heard even from my kids' teachers are, well, the males are privileged. They've already got, you know, they've got all the benefits. And I really don't agree. What I'm seeing is they're still pigeonholed and expected to sort of bring in the income, and they aren't really allowed or encouraged to develop their feminine sides. And a lot of the people that first do that are the women in their lives, the mothers and the teachers. So I think really we need to kind of take responsibility, first of all, for ourselves and just look at, where do I already run that pattern? Where am I pushing too hard? And it can turn aggressive too. You know, that's where we get the aggressive and the harmful masculine patterns too, but we can even have them in our own selves. Where am I being too hard on myself? Where am I running my energy into the ground? Where am I not listening, slowing down? That, you know, is the first piece. Because a balanced masculine, what I've seen being around three beautiful males and having a wonderful male husband, is that the true masculine is actually really playful. It's excited to help get things done. It loves to build things. It does have a lot of energy that can be used to kind of create and build and manifest and form into all the things that we, you know, rely on, like houses and jobs and our structures. But when it's informed by the feminine, it's much more lighthearted, it's more playful, it's more energized, it's more cyclical, it can also rest. And so first we have to really look at that in our own center and just see, where would I like to have more rest, more play, more nourishment, where I can bring in more of that feminine, nurturing, inspiration, kind of holistic perspective, cyclical nature, and then reform my own masculine. So this has influenced me a lot, because I definitely was an achiever, high grades, and I talk about this in Mothering from Your Center. I had learned to run my energy in a very driving mode. I'm pretty honest about what happened after that. You know, when I had a baby who, you know, basically you're supposed to be in the bed mostly, and I really didn't know what to do with that, and I felt very disoriented. So much so that I took him out on a long walk and was like out on a 30-block walk. And of course, I felt good and excited and whatnot, but I was also exhausted and not in touch with that. And he was 1 month old, and I tripped and fell on the sidewalk, and he ended up with a skull fracture from that fall. And I felt like it was Spirit's way of just saying to me, you've got to stop this driving pattern. And we were really lucky in that the fall did create the skull fracture, but it was a stable fracture, and it was as good as it can be considering it was a trauma. But that night, going through the night where I held him in my arms, only 1 month old, and I really reflected on the way I was driving my energy and the way I had learned to drive my energy, and I looked at this beautiful baby in my arms. Oh, it's going to get me crying. It was like a spiritual awakening where I just realized that I was running with this intensity that I did not want to do anymore. And so I left the hospital the next morning. My husband came to get me because he had to take care of our dog at home, and just felt like I had been altered in my very core. And I ended up studying this whole bodywork practice with a woman named Sheila Murphy, who kind of taught me how to re-embody and help him embody. And it's a long story that's told in Mothering from Your Center, but it helped us. I mean, we did like a 180-degree shift, and I started to just live more from a sustainable place, still in this culture that, you know, is pretty full, but it's a lot of what I do in my own center, and I encourage other people to do as they come and see me, is to look at where these patterns are running in imbalanced ways. Where aren't we resting enough? Where aren't we making space for the feminine, and shifting from there? Then we can embody those patterns ourselves. We can run more sustainable and holistic and ultimately very productive, but more cyclical and energizing patterns. And then it really shifts everything from how you're working to how you're relating in community. It shifts how I volunteer at the school, for example, or how I parent my children, how I model for them. And it's part of how I'm helping to raise boys that have a very vibrant feminine and masculine.
And that's such a lesson for you. And wow, you know, that I'm fortunate that your son didn't get hurt in a bad way, but it's hard to get lessons that way, but sometimes that's what happens when we really need to you get hit on the head. And it wasn't you, it was your son who got hit in the head, which is even more traumatic, I think. But,
it's a hardcore lesson. And I think, I think had I not had that happen, it would have taken many, many years for me to shift, if ever. I mean, it's just those patterns are so ingrained in our bodies. You know, they really are. So it does take some kind of harsh truth-telling, and that's why I tell that story that fall, because I really feel like I contributed to it because I was in this driving pattern. It's in those truths that we really learn, too, you know, and I was really blessed that it was benign as it could be, considering, and it did take us to this whole other level of body work, which he then received this immense benefit from of me really learning how to work with babies' bodies and working on him and all my children all their lives. I think just one side note is physical medicine is really missing from our care, and physical energetic medicine for both women's health but also pediatric. And that's something I share in Mothering from Your Center. It really helped my son Nick heal from that, and it's helped our, you know, you go through accidents and injuries with your children, and there's a whole section on that in Mothering from Your Center and really how to access that kind of medicine and bring it in and make it part of your family's wellness care.
Well, what's a basic energy technique you would tell parents that you could share? And it's got to be short. We only have a minute, but a simple thing that people can do.
I would say going from reaction to resonance in a minute, because when you're parenting, there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of conflict and things and or tantrums or whatever, or just exhaustion. And so you'll find yourselves in these reaction patterns where you feel your body tightening, your breath closing down. And so just to remember that you can always go from reaction to resonance in 30 seconds, in a minute, standing out on the earth if you can, get outside, take a deep breath, even just pausing for a moment, grounding down into the earth, sounding a nice, strong grounding chord where you breathe down into the earth, release anything that you're holding, kind of sweep around your body. You can imagine yourself with a little broom sweeping your energy field, and then draw back up that nurturance from the earth, draw back up that great mother support, draw back up that divine essence, and fill your energy field with that light and that blessing. It's the same with gratitude and love, calling those things up into your center, and shift your energy right then and there.
Yeah, that's so important. And you know, it's a simple thing to do, and it doesn't take that long. It might at first, it's just the practice. Mm-hmm. But just to know, to remember to do that, that sometimes we think all the energy has come from us, and that's that driving force versus no, we receive energy from outside of us, replenish the energy in ourselves. Then we can move forward to the next step. Well, this is Chris Stanish and Voices of Woman, and we will come back shortly and continue this conversation with Tammy Lynn Kent.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose.
and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Tammy Lynn Kent, who's the author of Mothering from Your Center, and you can access her website at www.wildfeminine.com. So let's talk about the birth field, Tammy. Tell us about, you know, in your book you talk about the power of the birth field.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is some medicine that is really important that I want people to know how to access more. And I talk about it from a lot of different perspectives. First of all, each one of us has a birth field around us that we carry around with us. And you can actually work with that and kind of do healing work with that for yourself, especially if, you know, in case of adoption or maybe you had a difficult birth experience, you can do some work with it. I also work with mothers to heal birth events that they had. There's this, you know, beautiful holistic birth movement that we have where we're looking at more natural birth and the importance of it. But I also feel like the downside of that is that when women don't have the birth experience that they wanted, or let's say it happened in a different time period and maybe they didn't have access to the information about natural birth and then they feel bad about it, there's this idea that somehow it has to go a certain way. But any birth has medicine in it that you can access, and it's by doing the meditation around it. And there is no time frame around this, so you can do it. It doesn't matter how long ago you gave birth or were born, you can actually access it. So one story in Mothering from Your Center is from a friend of mine who we were walking through the park, and she was sharing that she was upset because her daughter had talked about getting pregnant, her 30-year-old or almost 30-year-old daughter. And she herself was feeling upset because her daughter's birth didn't go as she desired, and they ended up with some intervention and then an unplanned cesarean. So she had only grief. That's all she felt about her daughter's birth. So I had her sit down under a tree, and we did some of the birth energy meditations that I share in Mothering from Your Center. And I won't get into the fullness of those right now, but they're described in Mothering from Your Center. And the basis is you come down and sort of repattern. You go into the contracted pattern of that birth field, which normally a whole birth field has this radiance to it. And whenever there's intervention or something that goes awry, it gets kind of contracted. So again, we're working with resonance in that birth field. So I took her into the contracted pattern. We cleared that and then did some resonance. I mean, we probably spent 15 minutes doing it, something like that. And we were just working on the energy of it. And I said, you know, your daughter might feel this. Children often feel the flow that happens from this. And then we parted. And then later, what she shared with me is on her cell phone were several calls from her daughter, and her daughter had been lying on this piece of land that she and her partner were hoping to buy, and all of a sudden, she just started imagining all the love and the beauty in her family, and I would say she was feeling the birth energy flow coming to her, and then it just felt so wonderful and so beautiful, and she was just savoring it, and then she and her partner conceived their child that night. And then 9 months later, ended up giving birth because they did accepted. Their offer was accepted. They got this land and this home, and they ended up giving birth, at which my friend helped hold her daughter. And one of the griefs she had around her daughter's birth was she wasn't able to push her daughter out because it was a cesarean. So in this moment, she was holding her daughter, and her daughter, I think she was relieving the partner, and the daughter was feeling kind of stuck a little bit. And they went a little bit into the contracted pattern that they had had when she was a baby in her mom's body. And then the mom said, wait a minute, let's call to mind that new pattern. And so they both kind of called to mind this more whole, radiant feeling. And the daughter pushed the grandson out into the world. And my friend got this incredible healing experience of feeling like she had re-imprinted energetically and then got this physical feeling almost of pushing a baby out. So it was such a beautiful story and such a perfect illustration of how we can use the medicine of the birth field. I asked if they would help me write that story, and it's in Mothering From Your Center. There's also other real women stories about healing birth at the back of the book. And I think what I just want people to know is there's important medicine there, and you can access it no matter what kind of birth you have or had. So I also did this experience for myself because I know that my mother was given some medication while I was being born, and it kind of drugged me a little bit, she thinks. And so I went out into nature, and I just let the whole nature field hold me as if it were the great mother holding me. And then I really called my soul energy through the doorway of that spirit door into my own body and being. And so these are ways that we can use this medicine for ourselves or for our birth experiences to repattern and have a more whole field.
So one thing you mentioned is like that birth field, that energy, that birth field is always there with us.
Yes. So, yes.
And so it's something we can tap into, and we can, like if we had a traumatic birth, we know from this, our story that we hear from our parents that we had a traumatic birth, and then that's imprinted on us. We can rewrite that.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. And nature is a great place to do that. In fact, you know, I shared this information with Dr. Kristen Northrup. And she had some really wonderful experiences with this for herself that I think she'll share at some point. But she's doing an e-course right now through Hay House called Lightening Your Mother Load, and it's still available if you want to tap into that. She's a real powerhouse. But last night she did the birth energy meditation kind of for the group, and she referenced it from my work and did just kind of a group, let's repattern and let's ground in the new potential of the energy. It was an eclipse yesterday, so part of an eclipse. There always is like a birth around eclipses where you're releasing and you're clearing the field and then you're bringing in the new potential. And so there's ways that we can use this meditation in our lives to just really help us bring in and clear anything that's not serving us and bring in the new energy that we want to embody.
Yes, we have all that potential to do that for ourselves and for others. So I really appreciate all the work that you're doing for women. And I really encourage people to check Tammy's website out, check out her courses, www.wildfeminine.com. And so is there anything else that you want people to know about your book or your work or a message you want to leave people today?
I think what I'd say, since we're on the cusp of Mother's Day, is just for each person to really honor not only the notion of mother or your mother, but that you are a divine creation and that you're sacred and you carry this sacredness within you. And that's part of what, the reason we have mothers is we have these blessed children, these beings that we are. And I would just invite every person to really honor the sacredness of who they are and to take that sacredness and give full expression to it, give life to it, give expression to that soul essence so that others can see it and the whole community will benefit.
Yeah, and let's look at how we can honor, you know, the mothering, the energy of mothers, the whole woman. You know, you said when we were talking privately before about women being marginalized and mothers being marginalized.
Yes,
and
definitely.
To really, truly honor, you know, I think a lot of things are clearing. A lot of things are coming up to being visible now of, you know, around the world that we're seeing
right.
of how women are being treated. So it's a real good time to heal. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Tammy.
Thank you so much, Chris.
And I want to encourage everybody to check out her book, Mothering From Your Center. And I want to leave everyone with this thought today, that how can you honor your mother this weekend and all the women in your life who nurture you in that special way that women do? And it's not about cards and flowers. So I want to remind people you can sign up for the Women of Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org and find out our monthly events. Last month we had our first Red Tent, which was very exciting. And we've had a new gathering over on what we call the West Sound, on the other side of Puget Sound from Seattle. And they're talking about what they can do together. And I encourage you, wherever you are, to check out the Red Tent Movement and get women together and start creating your women's community. It's so important. I'm the author of Women of Wisdom, the award-winning book and the Amazon bestseller, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And that's also a great Mother's Day gift, but and not too late. You can always give one post Mother's Day. So you can get that at our website, womenofwisdom.org. It helps Women of Wisdom then, or of course you can always get it at Amazon. Next week I'll be interviewing Suzanne Ruff, who's the author of The Reluctant Donor. So have a great weekend and happy Mother's Day to everyone.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat!
Dr. Pat!
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world.